Don't be afraid. That's what the angel said to the shepherds. Flat on their faces, terrified by this incredible sight, an angel suddenly appearing, filling the sky with light, they had no idea what was happening. They were just hanging out by the fire, probably passing around a bottle of wine, keeping an eye on the sheep. And suddenly, the sky split open. The glory of heaven shone around them. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid." Just as the angel had said to Zechariah in the temple, telling him he was going to have a son in his old age. Don't be afraid. Just as the angel said to Mary, announcing to her that she was going to be pregnant to give birth to the Messiah, the Savior. Don't be afraid. Just as the angel spoke to Joseph in a dream, telling him to take Mary as his wife. Don't be afraid. Surely this Christmas Eve, we know more than we did a year ago about being afraid. We are living with fears every day that we didn't even think about last year. We want to be together with someone we love, but is it safe? We want to touch and hug and eat together and hang out together, but we are afraid. We want to go out in the world and do things and travel, but we're told we should be afraid. We could get sick. Those we love could get sick. So many people have been sick and are sick right now, and many have died. So many this year are sad and grieving, and many more isolated and feeling lonely. And this Christmas Eve, we have to say that we know more than we did a year ago about our country's weaknesses and vulnerabilities as a democracy and as an economy. We are living right now with so much uncertainty about political processes, the economic impacts of all that's happening, and about decisions of how our government is going to respond. There is a lot right now that can make us anxious, even depressed. There are plenty of reasons to be worried and afraid. And yet, the angel speaks to us too. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For to you is born this day a Savior who is the Messiah, the Christ, and this will be the sign for you. You're going to find a baby wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. A baby born in Bethlehem, the son of Mary and Joseph, the child of poor, ordinary Palestinian peasants, in a small town in the back country of the Roman Empire. A baby who was only welcomed by other poor people like his parents. Poor people who lived and worked with the animals. Shepherds out in the fields. They were the only ones who knew what was happening that night. They had a heavenly messenger, an angel. And they heard the angels singing. But no one else, no one important or significant, knew a thing. How in heaven, is this good news for us tonight? How is that baby lying in a manger in Bethlehem good news for us today? With our worries and our fears, our uncertainties, our sadness, our griefs, what does that baby mean for us? How can that baby born long ago matter to us today? The answer that we dare to proclaim, that we sing and shout this night, is Emmanuel, God with us. This baby is the sign that love, God's love, is with us. God, the creator of the universe, the sustainer of the cosmos, the energy and force of all that is, loves us so much that God chose to become one of us. Spirit became flesh and blood. Unending, limitless energy and power limited itself, became small and helpless and vulnerable, just like us. We are not alone. We are never alone because God is one with us. In Christ, God knows our weaknesses and struggles. Through Christ, God understands our fears. Because of Christ, because of God's presence made human in that baby, we can believe and trust that God is with us in our most difficult and challenging times. No matter how afraid we may be, no matter how discouraged we may feel, no matter how lonely and heartsick, we are not alone. No matter how we feel, the promises of God are still here for us. Hope, peace, joy, love. God's Spirit is always at work in us, trying to give us these gifts, trying to help us find hope in not despair, peace in our conflict and pain, joy and courage in the midst of grief, and love that transcends all our brokenness and division. The Spirit is always drawing us closer to God and to each other, bringing us into relationship, into connection, into oneness, into love. Don't be afraid. I learned something this year about Charlie Brown's Christmas special. You know the story. Charlie Brown's trying to find out the real meaning of Christmas. And of course, he's getting made fun of and put down by his friends and even his dog, Snoopy, who always is way more cool than Charlie Brown. At some point, Lucy convinces him to try to direct the Christmas pageant, which of course is a disaster. No one listens to Charlie Brown. They just want to dance when Schroeder plays the piano. Finally, someone convinces Charlie Brown and Linus to go get a Christmas tree. Maybe that'll save the play. But of course, the one Charlie Brown picks is the most pitiful Christmas tree any of us have ever seen. After his tree has been totally mocked by everybody, Charlie Brown is in complete despair and says, "Doesn't anybody know what Christmas really means?" And of course, Linus has the answer. Linus stands there clutching his security blanket and says, "I'll tell you what Christmas means, Charlie Brown." And he starts to recite this reading we've just heard from Luke's gospel. But what I never knew before, and someone pointed out this year, is that as Linus is telling the Christmas story from Luke, when he gets to the point where the angel says, "Don't be afraid," he tosses aside his blanket. He lets it go. He gives up what he thinks has always thought he needs the most in response to the angels, "Don't be afraid." And after finishing the story, he takes his little blue blanket and he wraps it around the base of the Christmas tree, Charlie's pitiful little tree, and he says, "It's not such a bad tree after all. It just needs a little love." And the tree straightens up. And the other children go, "Well, it's not so bad." And they're inspired to love it too. And they decorate it. And before you know, there's a beautiful Christmas tree for all to see. Don't be afraid. Dare to let go. Dare to trust and believe, dare to risk loving the unlovely, the pitiful, what seems to us to not be cool. Dare to love, dare to trust. Fall into God's grace. I bring you good news of great joy. God's love is here for us and with us all the time. God came to us in this baby we celebrate tonight. Jesus, born this night, was and is and always will be the Christ, the presence of God in the world, the one who shows us the way to open up, to let go, to live with joy and hope and peace, to live within, connected to the heart of God. God is always coming to us in new and deeper and more complete ways. God's love is with us. God's love holds us. God's love never leaves us. Emmanuel, God with us. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace to all.